When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hi guys.
Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Hail and well met.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get much worse. So today we're going to talk about something fun and fluffy. Mythical creatures. Talking about something fluffy, griffins.
Aww.
Gryffindor!
Yeah, except the griffin part of it, not the,
Gryffindor!
Not the kids that just make poor choices.
Griffin!
Door. Yes, griffins.
So, what could go wrong with griffins?
Have you seen their talons?
They're just there to get a better hug on you.
Yeah, through you. I think on you and through you are different. Like, through you is fatal. And that's what the talons do. They just grab in. Like, have you ever seen a bird of prey swoop out of the sky and, like, grab a cute fluffy bunny?
No, but I have watched it grab a fish out of a lake and barely be able to get enough altitude to continue holding onto the fish.
See, and you can see, like, how, like, it just in the fish, the talons, like, they go in there. And if that's you, that's, you're not, no.
You also don't want to, when you're making a griffin, you don't want to do it backwards and make a fawn griff. Because if you do that, then you've got this weird little eagle body with some lion legs coming out of the shoulder and a lion head, and you can't ride it in the air. It makes horrible air cavalry. Don't do that. Wizards, if you're listening, make sure you get your reactions right.
Properly conjure your griffins.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to have to do that twice. It seems like a lot of wasted effort and materials.
Yes. Yeah.
Lions are endangered.
It's true. We want to keep them safe with griffins.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a wonderful way to stop poaching.
It's true. If we just, like, make... It's like giving sharks wings. Like, we just give all the lions wings, too.
And strong beaks.
Well, a shark griffin? I'm interested.
Yeah, actually. I feel like that's probably... Like, now that we've said it, it's probably, like, 6 months out from being a sci-fi movie.
Shark griffin?
Yeah, I mean, it's the natural evolution. When sharks take to the sky with, you know, tornadoes, they have to learn to fly, right?
Yeah.
The evolution will occur.
It will. Quickly. Very quickly.
But when you're riding a shark griffin, their skin is very rough. A shriffin. When you're riding one, the skin is really rough. It'll just like, destroy your inner thighs. Oh. Even if you're wearing chaps,
you
I think it would
sack.
Destroy chaps.
Yeah, like, I think you need to, like, be probably in some pretty serious armor.
To I mean, ride if you the got a shriffin, you should be well equipped.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about hybrids, centaurs. Why do they exist?
Why do they exist?
Yeah, I feel like it's someone's, like, they took the love of horses and decided that they needed people to be with horses.
I feel like why do they exist is another podcast that somebody should probably make. But I mean,
be right back, registering whydotheyexist.com.
But, you know, I think when it comes to centaurs, like, have you seen Bob's Burgers?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard, yeah. Like, Tina, like, she loves boys, she loves uh-huh. horses, boy with a horse, bam! Like, the ultimate Tina
thing. Well, it'd have to be a zombie.
It's guy. True, it would have to also be undead. But I feel like that's something that we can do for
creepy.
Her.
Well, sometimes when a horse and a boy love each other very much,
they make
we'll tell you when you're older, Jeff.
Oh, well, what happens? I mean, they just merge, right?
Well, they consult with a genetics contractor.
Uh-huh.
And they have their genes spliced.
Mm-hmm.
So, and these are genetically modified organisms?
Well, yeah, I don't
Because aren't we, like,
are...
so do we have to label them?
Well, I mean,
need,
every
like,
good magic user labels their components.
Okay.
Right, but like, I don't think
it's only safe.
If centaurs are sentient, then you can't sell them because they're a person and they're not a product or livestock.
Couldn't you sell the back half of them?
A vanguard or an honor guard?
I think you would still have to employ them and pay them by the honor guard union rates.
Well, sure, but I mean, that's got to be cheaper than, like, actually training up an army.
I feel like maybe in, like, Canada, you would have to pay them and train, like it would be equal. But I'm not entirely convinced that that would be the case.
Well, yeah, but that's only because Canada, because of their new government, they now have centaur representation in the parliament.
Exactly.
I mean, congrats to Canada, by the way, for reaching out to the...
I mean, that's kind of holdover from England, though.
Well,
but England...
I mean, they have their fairies and all their other things over there.
Right. I mean, they've got the House of Commons, the House of Lords, and the House of Fae. And that's great for England, but you have to be Fae for a long time before you get into that set of the Parliament. Whereas Canada has been taking the steps to make sure that they represent all of their citizens, regardless of magical origin.
And all I can say is, you know, since this is what could go wrong, I don't think that Canada is taking into full consideration what this is probably going to do to their economy. Because when you raise people up and you take them out of the gutters, what happens is that they take over and there's suddenly, you know, a revolution a la France. And
I think people this is your despot speaking, Chrissy.
I just, you know, want people to think through the possible implications of, you know, a freer, better...
Overthrowing your dictators?
Yeah. Please don't overthrow me.
Don't look a gift centaur in the glistening naked upper torso. That's all we're saying.
Speaking is this of an glistening oiled? Upper, is it
upper
oiled?
Torsos, let's move on to dragons before this gets scary.
Dragons!
Dragons are just super friendly, right? I mean, you just appease them with gold... And they'll, like, you know, control the air, except for when Triffins and Griffins show up.
Well, I mean, I think that for the most part, you know, dragons, if left alone and, you know, with their hordes, are probably not, you know, a huge problem as long as they're content. But the problem is that humans... are like, ooh, shiny gold, and we just have to go in and, you know, just, we're like, oh, they're not going to miss these 5 coins and maybe this ruby right here. And that will help me live forever and ever comfortably. And the problem is that, you know, we disturb the dragons and we take part of their hoard and then they have to destroy us. And so, you know, fire, brimstone, general chaos. We end up living underground, just trying to, like, eke out a civilization. From where
when
the dragons
become
taken
the
over.
Matrix?
Well, you know, it could happen, but with dragons.
Part of the dragon problem is that previous solutions in order to curb dragon influence in various nations by taking countries off the gold standard has led to a whole host of other problems. Sure, we don't have dragons running around as much anymore. You see them from time to time, but it's not a daily occurrence. But now we watch the stock market with the same intensity that we watched for dragons stealing our sheep and neighbors.
That is a really good point, Jeremiah. Like, we've just traded one problem for another in this instance. Like a literal dragon breathing fire from the sky to a metaphorical dragon, you know, sitting on Wall Street.
When there are dragons that decide that they want hoards made out of stock certificates and bearer bonds... we are going to be in trouble.
Oh, we are so screwed. We just have to hope that they don't ever realize that those that like just paper can be worth something.
Yeah.
You know, I really just want to go to Wall Street now and make sure someone chisels "There be dragons here" somewhere on the building for the New York Stock Exchange.
It seems like a job for Banksy.
That lovable folk hero. We all know and love Banksy.
I think we're also not talking about the an important factor of where the dragons got their hordes originally. They, you know, their talons aren't clean, Chrissy.
Well, you know, here's the thing: we can only look so far back into the past, like, you know,
only so far back for robber barons to figure out where the wealth came from.
We can't fix every problem that we've caused.
Why do you want to start class warfare? Jeff, I mean, what has the dragon ever done to you?
I mean, we already know what happens with centaurs and all that.
Yeah, you know.
It's gonna be even worse with dragons.
Yeah. Alright, last fun thing to talk about tonight, unicorns. Nothing can go wrong with unicorns, right? They're completely good in all ways.
I read this book.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, killer unicorns with venom coming out of their freaking mouths. So, and their horns, they stab you and they kill you. And everybody thinks...
Are they cousins of ninja bears?
You know what? They probably are. They're, like, at the very least, pen pals. So, but, like, seriously, like, I've read this book, and we've, as we all know, anything you check out from the library is factual. And I checked this book out from the library. So it's basically, like, a, you know, a history of what happened.
Was it printed on computer paper?
It was bound in a hardcover book. This is, like, legitimate, definite
knowledge.
It's science is what it is. Unicorns will stab you with their horn and insert venom into your system and kill you, and then they will eat you because they're also carnivorous.
But they only do that if you're not innocent, right? Like, you're, no, you're a bad person. That's
they will
they
do that to everybody. They will do that to absolutely... There's, like, one group of people descended from Alexander the Great who they will not kill. And only if you're a female and part of, like, this, like, weird, like, religious organization. So, basically, everybody is screwed.
This sounds like an owner issue, like with pit bulls. If you're not a person of this Alexandrian bloodline and don't have the proper time and effort to train your unicorn, then it's your fault if your unicorn goes and poisons people and gores them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we have to start holding unicorn owners accountable for
the unicorns.
Rampant death.
Unicorns don't kill people. Unicorn owners kill people.
It's true. And their horns help.
Oh, yeah. Horns totally help.
Totally. Also, their big, sharp teeth. Arr.
And then the hooves. The stumpy, stumpy hooves.
So, they got all the dangers of a horse, plus extra.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Though it Not sounds like trusted. These unicorns are the ones that Tina might really love, because they'd make more zombies, potentially.
Well, I mean, they would probably just eat Tina, but I think that it, like, if she has to go, I don't think she would complain about going like that.
Well, they're Italian, right? So, I mean, they could be descendants of Alexander.
It's true. She might be one of the rare unicorn tamers.
She loves them a lot, so it seems like it's good synergy.
It's true. It's true. Tina might be our only hope.
And on that wonderfully positive note, that's all the time we have for tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
See you guys. You probably won't die tonight.
And tomorrow probably won't be the last day of your life.
At least
worst.
We ended...
Worst. No, it's the last, but not the worst. Sorry, got my horoscope confused.
You know, it happens.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye.